Hey, thanks for the introduction. Thank you so much for inviting me to all you fine folk here this evening. This is right here. This slide says 1,000 words. I don't really want to speak about all the bad things that can happen in this world. We know they're there. Some are funny, some are not funny, and most of all, they're scary. I'm also not here to promote the sale of more iPhones and iPads and iPods and or Google, you know, devices. The reason why I'm here is to talk about the reality of things. The reality is we're moving into the future. Technology is upon us. What does that mean? We have different means by which our children are going to be affected. They're affected through the internet, the content that they will view. They're affected in the original traditional means of people that approach them. We have to teach them how to be weary and wary. Most importantly, though, be cognizant of the fact that there's lots of good in the world, but you should recognize what's not. This device right here can be a big joy when used properly. This device right here can teach you a lot of things. I tell my children all the time, and I have two boys. I'm very proud to say my wife and I have children that are doing extremely well, one of which has unfortunately developed seizures. And these seizures, I will show you how he can actually notify us if he has a problem. The thing is, though, I say it, and I've been quote unquote known to say it frequently. You don't know this? Google it. Well, then you gotta watch out what you just said. So anyway, bottom line is this device, and I only have 10 minutes, so I have to speed through this here. This device, though, is a smartphone. And for all of you who have children right now under the age of 13, I will say they want one. And all the ones that have children that are 13 want one or have one. But with it comes a responsibility. This responsibility we can together as an organization make sure that they are exposed to only the good parts of the technology versus the best. The worst, I mean. So introducing Mobile Safe Families. Originally, we were introducing it as Mobile Safe Kids. But then my wife astutely said, wait a minute, what are you talking about, kids? Who are you really trying to help? The parents. It's a family thing, mobile families. Mobile Safe Families is addressing to secure and help our children be safer. And what about the elderly? What about an Alzheimer's patient who gets lost down the street and doesn't know how to get home, is trying to notify the family? How are they going to do it? Do they remember the phone number, or do they know how to push a button? So no greater joy has been so kind to work with us to get this great new product, this software, combined with service to the public and to No Greater Joy members. So we would like to protect and monitor our kids, and your family everywhere. Mobile Safe Families helps you know where your kids are and to keep them safe. We've combined a whole bunch of other set of features that are also going to be introduced over time, but the immediate features right now are, in my opinion, the most important. I get anxiety when my kids are going to some event and they're not home on time. Though they promise, things happen. I don't hear from them yet, and I'd like to be able to track them. So with this service, you'll be able to have a family as many as 10. Now, I've noticed in this group, there might be some families we'd have to expand this for. So we'll manage up to 10 devices right now with this service, but we can expand it on custom order to 20 if you'd like to go there. So the geolocating feature, from a feature perspective, is something that we're very proud of. It's been in the industry for a long time. Originally was created for the military, and a lot of things are created for the military, and then later on applied for consumer purposes. Geolocating works 24 hours a day. It's a secure server, and you receive your own web portal with this service. So on this web portal, you're able to then download software that goes onto the smart devices of your children or of your adults or of your extended family. You have a one-click parent alert feature in there as well, and I don't know if you can see it, but basically right here, it would be prominently able to be put on your device, and you can click on it, and it will prompt you, are you having a problem? Do you need to notify your family? Yes. Boom. That moment, a whole list of people are emailed and texted in accordance to who you want to notify, as opposed to 911, which is the scariest thing to have. A bunch of firemen in your face when it's really just not anything other than you're just lost for a moment. Geofencing is a really cool feature too, because geofencing, all that means is that you drop some kids off somewhere at a two-day event like today. You put a circle around the event, and if they go outside of that parameter, you get notified. And then call and text log monitoring. All that really is, we're not trying to be invasive, but we want to get an average understanding of who our children are speaking to, either via text or by phone. I'm not going to go through all this because you'll be able to see all this in greater detail on this wonderful website of yours, but it is secure. It is compatible with thousands of devices out there that are Android. iPhone is not yet in the store. We're in the process of getting that in the store in the next couple of weeks. Apple is a little harder to work with, but you know what? It's a good product, and it's a very flexible solution. Real quickly on the screens, this goes to show you on this one service that I told you about for parent alert notification. It's awesome. My son gets pseudo seizures. He feels it coming on. He doesn't know where he's at. He's stammering. People don't know what's going on, but he knows how to push that button. And on this list, I have populated my wife, myself, and the school nurse. Boom. They get notified on SMS and email this. And it says, hey, this is Romano. I have a problem. Please call me. By the way, his name is not Romano. I'm just protecting innocent. My name's Roman. And then you click on I am here, and look at that. You can see where he's located, and you see he's actually in this location. Right now, I just clicked on it, and it would show then specifically where we're located right here. This is the geo-tracking solution. Geo-tracking, all that really is, the geolocator is immediately available on your fingertips. What does that mean to you? You have five kids in five different locations. You want to know where they are. You can click on that button on the bottom, and all five will show up in those various different spots. I just came from Boulder yesterday, where I live. We had big flash floods. I missed my flight. I was worried my kids were on a field trip. I looked at that. I saw them both. I was fine. They were way outside of that area. I don't know if you know, but we have bad flooding. Right here, I just did geo-tracking this morning. And we're right here inside of this auditorium. As you can see it in the format of just a map, or thanks to Google, you can see an aerial footage as well. This is the beautiful auditorium we're in. One more time, Track Mobile. This is what I did yesterday to see where everybody was in my family before I left. You get below that note of historical information too, and you can click on where they were before when they told you they were at McDonald's, and they were not. All right, geo-alerting is a really cool feature. It allows me to put a parameter around an area like I told you, and then you can set a time of day by which they're supposed to be there and come back. What does that mean to you? Okay, I don't need to be alerted when they're not there on weekends, but maybe I want to be alerted when they are supposed to be there during the week, so you can set your parameters. In this particular case, this could be a mall, or it could be a high school. It could be multiple sites. It could be right here. This is the last feature I'm going to talk about tonight. It's mobile calling and SMS texting. I don't like to be invasive with my children. I think we've given them good guardrails and parameters by which they should be respectful of their parents and know that if I'm paying for their cell phone, they at least have the courtesy of living by the rules. So if my son is dating a certain girl and he's speaking to her a lot, I can see that that good girl of influence is right here. On the top line is me. Thank God, me the father, I am still number one most called. So, mobile safe families, and by the way, everybody's wondering, what does it cost? It's not $49 a month. It's $49 a year for a subscription up to 10 devices. And then the following year, we will have new pricing come out. It'll be either the same or less. But the most important thing is that it's not economically restricting you from being able to take advantage of this very vital and great service. We're looking to introduce other features such as prohibiting you the ability to text while you drive. So it'll shut that off. We have it already under development. It's working, except it also goes off in elevators. And I do talk to people in elevators a lot. So we have to figure out how we deal with the motion part. Thank you very much. I hope you can take advantage of this wonderful service soon. It's already available right now on the website. We already have it available. If you're an iPhone user, just bear with us a little bit, and it'll be in the iStore soon.